wie ein Dach Beisner mit Alef, Beisner ist die Bramaschel Bitoi. Perisch bekundriss, Bitoi ma'anusosei. Bitoi means he was ma'anusa ishe, and he had a daughter. The imenesu osoi, if it's speaking about he married an ishe, and he had a daughter from her, Aino bas ishtoi, so that's the erve of bas ishtoi. That what she's his daughter also, that doesn't make her ois bas ishtoi. So that is the erve of bas ishtoi. So we're speaking about a new erve, so it has to be that it's a bitay manusosa. Lefize hode koma bigmore, Rab Yehuda metargim mechamoisei ve'eilech, hode toni rab chie bekulon anikairi bohem, hasure loze, muteres loze. Aber shite bovi dereishe loi, mishum debite, kiven de baonsin ka mashkachas lo, benesuin loi mashkachas lo, benesuin ka mairi, baonsin loi ka mairi. The Gemara says further, there was a memra of Rav Chiya. Now, Rav Chiya spoke about a case as follows, that there were two brothers that married two sisters, and there were another two brothers. Now, when the two brothers die, so the other two brothers which are alive, let's say we have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon married Rachel and Leah, which are two sisters. Now, the two brothers died. So, Rachel and Leah fall liyibum to Levi and Yehuda. So, Me'ikar Adin, Levi and Yehuda are not permitted to be miyabim, any of them, because since both of them are zakuktim, so each one is achois zikukosoi, which is similar to achois ishtoi. So he can't be, so Levi and Yehuda cannot be miyabim, any of them. But Rab Chiya said that if bekulon ani koire behen, all the chamesh esrei noshim, ani koire behen asura loze, muteres loze, Rab Chiya had said, if these two sisters, one is an erve on one brother, and the other is an erve on the other brother, so then, now each brother can be miyabim, the one that's not an erve on him. That means we said, if two sisters fall, if Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda, so Levi and Yehuda are not permitted to be miyab, many of them, because it's achois zikukosai. But let's say, if Rachel is bas Yehuda, so then Yehuda can be miyab mleye, because Rachel, so she's not achois zikukosai, because Rachel is not falling liyibum to Yehuda, because she's his daughter. And if Leye is bas Levi, so then he could be Miyabim Rachel. So the Gemara says over there that all the Chomesh Esrei Noshim, we could figure out that they could all be sisters, and we could have Asura Lozeh Muteres Lozeh, Asura Lozeh Muteres Lozeh. That means we could have that you have two sisters which are falling to two brothers, and each one of the sisters could be one of the Chomesh Esrei Noshim, which does not fall a yibum. That's what the Gemara says there. So let us see again the Lashon. Lefiza hode kama bigmara. Rabbi Yehuda metagem mechamoisei ve'ilach. So Rabbi Yehuda said that Rab Chiya is not going on all the cases of the Mishnah. Mechamoisei ve'ilach hode toni Rab Chiya bekulon ani koire ben asura lozeh meteres lozeh. Avo shite bovi derei sheloi. Mishum de bitoi, kiven de ba'ainsin ka mashkachas lo, the only way you could have, that you could have two sisters, should be two daughters to two brothers, is only ba'insin ka mashkachas lo, o b'nesuin loy mashkachas lo, is b'nesuin ka mayri, ba'insin loy ka mayri. So we are only speaking of nesuim and not of onsin, so we cannot have a case that there are two sisters which are bitois for two brothers. Because the only way it could come out is ba'onsim and not b'nesuim, and b'nesuim kamayri, ba'onsim loy kamayri. So Rashi says on the Aftesimid Beis, what is the kamayri that he's talking about? So Rashi says, that our Mishnah is speaking about Nisuin, our Mishnah is not speaking about Onsen. That's what Rashi says over there, that our Mishnah is not speaking about Onsen. The Imkain, if you'll say our Mishnah is not speaking about Onsen, Ahainu bas ishtoi. So then bitoi is bas ishtoi. So how do you have 15 women? That means that is bas ishtoi. Chdo'om anami lekamon, mai imoi, ileimo nesuas oviv. Hainu eishes oviv. So that's the elm of eishes oviv. So memele, so you can't say the way Rashi says over there, and Rashi l'cheir says himself to what he says over here, that our Mishnah is not speaking about Onsin. Sure, our Mishnah is speaking about Onsin. Because Bite means Bite, Mianu Sosai. If it's Bite Me Ishtai, that's Bas Ishtai. Va'oid, the Behedya Oma B'Gemara, the Gemara will tell you later. And that Gimel Amad Aleph, so the Gemara says, Bitoi, hoyul va'osi midroshe chavivulei. Since bitoi is not mefurish pekro, you learn it from a droshe, chavivulei. V'hainu, bitoi manu sosoi. Voi labaye domed rabchia akula masnisinkoi. If Abaye says that rabchia is going on the whole mission and all the tesvov noshim, akochach airi ba'onsen. So the mission zich has to be speaking about onsen. So what's the machloikis if he says the Mishnah is not speaking about onsen, he says the Mishnah is speaking about onsen. Elo yesh leforesh, it's a different shot in the Gemara over there. Benesuyin komairi rabchia. Rabchia said, bekulon ani koirei. Ho asure bozem uteres bozem. Doch imash me milsed rabchia bekulen ani moitzi behen beheter uberegilus asura lazem ateros laze. So memela, that's why one man the yomer wanted to say that rabchia is not speaking about onsim. Because rabchia is speaking bekulen ani moitzi, and ani moitzi means beheter uberegilus. Avo masnisen airish ape bonsim. The Mishnah Zich is speaking about onsim. That is the Taish Bitoi. Bite manu sosai. The nira lari, the leka lameima, the masnisin diktoni bite airi ba'onsin v'loi b'nisuin. You can't say that bite is only speaking about onsin. Din kei mai kama b'gmore, kivin de bite b'nisuin loi mashkachas lo. By Rabchie, afilu mashkachas lo b'nisuin loi motzi koya kuli bovi de masnisin ba'airi ba'onsin. If we'll say that our Mishnah is only speaking about Onsen, so why does the Gemara say that Rab Chiyah is not speaking, that Rab Chiyah, given the Bite Benesuin Loi Mashkach Aslom, only be Onsen, but Onsen Loi Kamayri, Afilu Mashkach Aslom Benesuin, but Rab Chiyah cannot be speaking about Nisuin, because the Mishnah isn't speaking about Nisuin. The Ayri Bonsen, Aloy Meridach, Bite Ayri Bein Me Onsen, Bein Min HaNisuin. Let us see the next Taisvis. Eishes Ochiv Me Imoy. We had one of the Tesvov Noshim is his brother's wife from his mother. Mash mahochet, the ba'eshes ochiv me'imoy, yesh bo'koris. That is koris ba'eshes ochiv me'imoy. the Bechai Vilavin Sovatana the Masnisan the Chaletzes. If there's only a lav, so then the din is Chalitza, the Zikik, the Samba Perik Beis. Isa mitzvah ve isa kedusha is chayletzes v'loy misya bemes. Isa mitzvah is chay v'lav. So al kolchoch, if it says in the Mishnah that they're potter, so al kolchoch, they eishes ochiv me'ima is potter, so al kolchoch, this chorus by eishes ochiv me'ima. U behedye tanya begmore, ma achois ishtoi miyuchedes shehi erve, Bechayovim al zdoina koris. So all the other rayas, which is that the elven chayovim al zdoina koris, they part of the tzora. So kaponim, our mishneh that includes eishes ochiv meimoi, so it's muchach that the mishneh holds that this koris by eishes ochiv meimoi. Vehiksha rabbeinu shmu, the Beteiras Koine Mashme She'ein Bo Koris. That is no Koris by Eishes Ochiv Me'imoy. Tiktoni Hosom, Ve'ish Asher Yikach Es Eishes Ochiv. So the Posik says in Kedoshim, Perikrov Posikrov Aleph, Ve'ish Asher Yikach Es Eishes Ochiv, Nidehi, Ervas ochiv gilo aririm yiyu. So the Teres Koinim darshins on this posik. Ve'ish asher yikach as eishes ochiv, be'eishes ochiv mei oviv akosav medaber. Speaking about ochiv mei oviv. Ato ime be'eishes ochiv mei oviv. Ayayne ele be'eishes ochiv mei imoy. V'hadin nois, so the Teres Koinim says, L'chayre, the Pasuk should also be speaking about Eishes Ochiv Mimai. Hoyil v'osa achois oviv. The Teira asad achois oviv v'achois imai. V'osa Eishes Ochiv. So these are kroivis from brothers, sisters. Is ma achois oviv v'achois imai. Is bein mina of bein mina aim. That means achois oviv is also if she's a sister from the same father or for the same mother or from the mother. And that's by achois imay also. So here there's an issa of eishes ochiv, a kuva of achve. So also it should be if he's an och bein mina of bein mina aim. That's what I would say. Tamad loyma nidehi. So the Teres Koinim says, so therefore it says in the Pasuk nide, is ma nido yesh lo heter, v'yesh lo iser. A nide is sometimes mutan, sometimes also. Af eishes och, the eishes och that we're speaking about, yesh lo heter, v'yesh lo iser. So the eishes och that we're speaking about, sometimes she's mutan, sometimes she's also. Bezuhi eishes ochiv meyoviv. This is eishes ochiv meyoviv. She yesh lo iser, v'yesh lo heta. Im yesh lo bonim, asure. Ein lo bonim muteres. Mashme, da osa li miute eishes ochiv meimoy da ein bokoros. It would seem that the Teres Koinim is coming to tell us that the din aririm yamuso when Teisus understood the veil aririm yamuso means koros. So it's coming to tell us that this posik is only speaking about eishes ochiv me'oviv. That's dumya denide. Eishes ochiv me'imoy. There's no arire, so there's no koris. V'doichek loyma olaforish tedroshte de teiskainim loyosa lemiyuti eishes ochiv me'imoy. It's not memayit. Elo osa lemeima deike koris af beishes ochiv meyoviv. Wants to tell us, eishes ochiv meyoviv be'ein lo bonim b'chaye baila. That is there's a koris b'chaye baila. Af agav yesh leheta lachem isa. The man need af agav she yesh leheta lachem ikam b'shas yisuri b'koris af eishes ochkein. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us that there's an Iser Eishes Och B'chaye Baila. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Don't be misled and think, since we see Lachem Isis Baila. So there's no Yisraish Yisoch. So you think Michaim there's also no Yisraish Yisoch? No, neither he. It's just like a neither. Sometimes she's mut and sometimes she's us. V'hochi dosh b'reish abo yivemte this halacha. That is an Yisraish Yisoch Michaim. Dein haloshein mashme klaukein. The loshen is not mashme like that. That the Pasik wants to, that the Teres Koinim wants to tell you that Eishes Ochiv me Oviv me Chayim is also. It's not Mashma that that's Pshat in Teres Koinim. Teres Koinim seems to be saying that Eishes Ochiv me, the Pasik isn't speaking about Eishes Ochiv me Imoi. So it seems from Teres Koinim that there's no chorus by Eishes Ochiv me Imoi. That is not like our Mishnah. But oi, the Birushalmi, the Perik Lao Godel Koma, Da Choisoi Yotzos Lechalek, Videidosoi Yotzos Lidoim Bariri. It says, Deidosoi to tell me that there's a Riri by Deidosi. Behold the Porik, Me Eishes Och Lomo Yotzos. Why did the Torah repeat Eishes Och? Meshani Lidoim Bariri. That is a Riri by Eishes Och. V'hod ha'koma, Rab Yoisi doidosoi le'tzorech yotzoso, le'mayit eishes ochiv me'imoi. The ma doidosoi, just like doidosoi, is speaking be'eishes achi oviv me'oviv, k'diyal of osam elvis doidoi mi doidoi ben doidoi, that the whole reason it said doidosoi is to be megale, an Eishes Ochiv, that just like Deidosei is speaking about, that the uncle is an uncle min ha'ov, the Airi Bachi Oviv Me Oviv, af Eishes Ochiv, so Eishes Ochiv also Bachiv Me Oviv. So the Yerushalmi brings a drosha, that Deidosei was written to be Megala, that Eishes Ochiv, that is us, is only speaking about Eishes Ochiv, may Oviv, dum yedidoidos. Ubasa hochi, dorish lami nidi, kamay b'teres kainim. And then the Yerushalmi brings down the same drosha that Teres Kainim brought down. That what? That Eishes Ochiv is similar to nide. And just like nide is pomim uteres pomim asura, who did Eishes Ochiv? Mashme behedye, so from the Yerushalmi it's close. Just like the first drosh of Deidosei was to tell you, just like Deidosei is only Deidosei me oviv, Eishes Ochiv me oviv, so the same thing, Eishes Ochiv is also Eishes Ochiv me oviv. And then the Yerushalmi brings out the drosh of Nida, Mashma behedye delamayit Eishes Ochiv me imoy osa. So now we have a problem. In Teres Kainim, it seems there's no Ariri by Eishes Ochiv Me'imoy. And here it says Eishes Ochiv Me'imoy Patos Atzoret. So it seems there's Koretz. V'tire Tzorav Moshed Le'osi Le'mute Elam Ariri. That's true, there's a Miyot. But the Miyot is an Ariri. D'chsiv Bahukro. The Pasuk mentions Aririm Yiyu. So, and that is a miut. Where is the, when is there an einish of ariri by Eishes Ochiv? That can Eishes Ochiv, that's dum yedinide. That means Eishes Ochiv meyoviv. Avo koris yeshbo. But koris there is. Vaho de boi le melef me achais ov va achais aim. De bein min ha ov, bein min ha aim. So now we have to understand the Teres Koinim. The Teres Koinim said that Eishes Ochiv means Eishes Ochiv only Me'oviv. Then the Teres Koinim says, no, maybe it should be Dumya da Achais Oviv Achais Imoy. Just like Achais Oviv Achais Imoy is Beimina of Beimina Aim. So who adin Eishes Ochiv is also Beimina of Beimina Aim. That was the Teres Koinim. So the Teres Koinim wanted to learn out Eishes Ochiv from Achais Oviv. Now, Bishloime, if we're speaking about Kores, So it's good. So this Kores by Achis Ovid, Beimina of Beiminaim. So we'll learn now that Teisha Sochiv is also Beimina of Beiminaim. But if we're speaking about Ariri, who says Bechlaud is Ariri by Achis Oviv Achisimi? It doesn't mention Bechlaud is Ariri by Achis Oviv Achisimi. So what is Pshat and Teres Kainim? The Teres Kainim wants to say that Eishes Ochiv should be similar to Achis Oviv Achisimi. Achis Oviv, there's no Ariri. So he was speaking about Ariri. So what's the Havamin of the Teres Kainim? V'hod the boy lemelef machisov achisem the beiminov beiminei af al gav the baachis of achisem like sivariri. So how could you learn out eish is ochiv that there should be ariri min haim just like achisoviv there's ariri min haim. It doesn't say bechal there's ariri by achisoviv. So Taisa says a keishe drabyane dreisha boyevim teisomech. The Teres Kainim is Seimech and the Hekesh of Rabbi Yaine, that they were Makish all Arayas together, that all Arayas have the same din. The Meikeshe, the Eishes Ochiv, Min Ha'ov, Nakish Kol Ha'arayas L'chumre, V'loi Nakish L'Eishes Ochiv Me'imai L'kule, the Memayit Minidehi. Period. So Taisva says as follows. Lamaise, that's true. It doesn't say Ariri by Achaisovi Vachaisimoi. But Lamaise, there is Ariri by Achaisovi Vachaisimoi, because the Hukshu Kola Rai is Ladodi. And we learn out, just like by Eishes Ochiv, May Oviv there's Ariri, who Adin, that by Achaisovi Vachaisimoi there's Ariri. Now, Taisus is asking, if Lefiha Emes, Eishes Ochiv, Me Imoi, there's no Ariri, so how do you know bechlal that by achis oviv achis imoy there is a riri? You learn out from achis ochiv meoviv, learn out lekula from achis ochiv meimoy. So Taisvis says because you're makish lechuma, you're not makish lekula. So memele the gemara was poshet to the teres koyanim that achis oviv achis imoy there is a riri because it's hukish to achis ochiv meoviv that is also a riri. And now the Teres Kainim clears what's the din by Eishes Ochiv Me'imoy. The Teres Kainim says there's no Ariri by Eishes Ochiv Me'imoy because it's to be Dum Yedinide, Manide Yesh Lehetab Yesh Leisa. Saktaisves V'loyi Tochen Peirese L'Rashi. But this whole shtick Teire, we fa'emphat the Teres Kainim, and we're saying that the Teres Kainim is telling us Eishes Ochiv Me'imoy, there's no Ariri. And our Mishnah that says Eishes Ochiv Me'imoy is Kores. So the two different things, there's Kores and there's Ariri. La'itochem Perisel Rashi Sho'imer, the whole Kores, Rashi says, what is the difference between Kores and Misa B'dei Shemayim? The whole Kores, Hu V'zaroi Nichas Tahainu De'ike, Beikores lemisa bidei shemayim. So Rashi learns Ariri is Kores. That's the distinction between Kores and misa bidei shemayim. So they're not two things. It's what that's Kores. So if the Teres Kainim is memayit eishes ochiv meimoy from Ariri, so that means there's no Kores. So that doesn't stem. With our Mishnah, with the Baraisa says that ma achisisha shechayov nos daina kores. So this teretz is not like Rashi. Elo l'rivot, this teretz will only be good according to the rivot. She'aymer dein nichas hu vezaroi, elo barayis tachsiv bu ariri. The Rivo says that this Kores is one Einish, and then there's Ariri. The Rai is that it says Ariri, so Memele, so then it's Zari Nichas. The word doesn't say Ariri, so that's Zari Nichas. Ay, V'chilek Yesh Bein Misa LeKores. So what is the difference between Misa LeKores and both of them Ein Zarem Nichas, K'di Yom HaBir Shalmei. The Kores Ben Nun.
that choruses that one dies by 50 years. Mapid lay midachsi batachiso shevet hakosim. Vavidosom ad nun. Umise hi besamach kemeisei midbo. Dachsiv yitamu vesham yamusu. So memele, so that's how the Rivo learns that Ariri is a different Einish, which is, does not apply by all Arayis. And Dafku it says Ariri. And then there's an Einish of Koris, which is 50 years, the Misim Deshmaim is 60 years. The Choylik ala Shashalonu, and the Yerushalmi is Choylik ala Shashalonu, the Bumayet Kotnam Rinon, Minun va'atzamech zuhi misis koris. That means the Yerushalmi says that koris is that one dies by 50 years. The Gemara Mayit Kotn says, Minun va'atzamech zuhi misis koris. Nuchaloyma lefi asha shelonu, the misi bidei shemayim acha samech. So we could say, it's also not kefelech. It could be similar to what the Rivo said in the Yerushalmi. We'll say that Koris starts at 50. If there's Chusim, one can live. It can be Nimshach. And Misa B'day Shemaim starts by 60. The Misa B'day Shemaim Achasamach V'koidim Zman Koris. V'imtoima L'peirish Rivo D'bereisha Bo Yevimtoi L'kamon. So the Gemara says, "My por." That's the Gemara of the Rabbi Shavim. My por, Ariri derseiv b'daydosoi lo moli. The Gemara says, "Why does it say Ariri by daydosoi?" There's two arayas that says Ariri by daydosoi and by eishesoch. So the Gemara says, "Why does it have to say Ariri by daydosoi?" So Taisva says, "What's the kash? Kivin de mikores loishamin and Ariri." If Kores does not mean Ariri, so what's the kash? It has to tell us that by Deidos it is Ariri. Be'i mishum de me'eishes och shaminen Ariri b'chol arayis. I'll say that from me'eishes och it says Ariri. And you know b'chol arayis. Then we learn out the hekesh to Rabbi Yoinim. So therefore, the Gemara Sakasha, so why does it have to say, Ariri by Doidosoi? I know by all the Arayas is Ariri, because it says by Ishis Ochiv, and that is Akish the Rabbi Yoine. Im Kain, Havei Lelakshuyi Ariri da Ishis Ochlomali. So the Gemara, if that's the Kasha, the Gemara should have asked, and Ariri by Ishis Och, Dersiv Lipsoi. That means, if the Gemara's kasha is, that since I know Ishesoch, there's Ariri, and Nukshu Kol Arayis L'Dodi, so by all of them there's Ariri. So the Gemara's asking a kasha, why does it say Ariri by Deidosoi? L'Chayu, the kasha should have been fakert. It says first Deidosoi, and then Ishesochiv. So the kasha should have been, why does it say Ariri by Ishesochiv? From Deidosoi I learn Ariri by Kol Arayis. That's Taisvis kasha. If you learn that Ariri means chorus, and then the Gemara is the good kasha by the dosa, why does it say Ariri? I know this chorus. By Marie, Mishum da Beishmaitel El Yalef Kol Arayis Minide Laharo. The Gemara was involved in the posik of Nidehi, that we learn out that by all Arayis, the Zahi of chorus, even though there was no Gemarbi, it was only Haro. So the Gemara is holding by the Pasuk of Eishes Ochiv, Nidei. So Lachi Poch, Ari, the Chsiv, they do, Silomali, Leile, Fonami, Mi Nida, the Chsiv, Gabi Eishes Ochiv, Nidei. So we're by this Pasuk, and by this Pasuk says Ariri, so I know Ariri, Naba, Olaraya, so why does it have to say by the Dosa? Einach Enam. Now, the next Toisvis is a very, very Yesodistic Toisvis in Yevamis. And before we learn the Toisvis, I think we should learn for a few minutes a Gemara and Daf Lamed Amed Aleph. And then we'll appreciate the Toisvis a little better. Let us just see the Mishnah. the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Mishnah says, this is the third Mishnah on the Amid. Shloisha achim, shnayim mehem nisuyim shtei achoyes, ve'echod nosi noches. You have three brothers, two are married to sisters, and one is married to a noches. Meis echod mi balei achoyes. Now, one of the balei achoyes died. Yad Reuven and Shimon, they were married to Rochel and Leah. Reuven died. Vikonas nosi noches es ishtoi. So Levi was kainish Rochel. Umeiso ishtoi shel sheni. Now Leah, the wife of Shimon, died. Vacharkach meis nosi noches. Now the nosi noches died. So now, the shaila is, if she'll fall liyibum, the woman will Rachel fall liyibum to Shimon. Now she's no more achayis ishtei anymore. Because his wife died before Levi died. So the Mishnah says, Harezu asura olav elomis, hoyil v'nesra olav sho'achas. Since, by the first Nefila, when Reuven had died, she was Achais Ishtoi. So by the Nefila Rishayna, she was Achais Ishtoi. So Nesra Olav Elomis, so she's also to Shimon forever. Zokta Gemore, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Kol Yevome, She'ein ani koirebo b'shas nefila yevome yovei aleho. If b'shas nefila, there's no din of yibum. Harei hi ke'eishes ach sheyesh lo bonim v'asur. So she has a din of eishes ach sheyesh lo bonim v'asur, and she's also. So he's telling us the din of Nesro. So the Gemara is Maika Mashmalon Tanina. It says in the Mishnah, Harezu Asura Olav Elomis, Hoyul Vinesra Olav Shaachas. So the Gemara says, Mal de Teima Hani Mili Heichid Lei Echazilei Benefila Rishain. The Mishnah is speaking about when she fell Liyibum from Reuven, so Shimon was still married to her sister. So, b'shas in the Fila Rishayne, she was an Elve. She never became Ois Elve in the Fila Rishayne. So then we say that she remains an Elve. So even though she's not Achais Ishtay anymore, but she remains an Elve by Shesoch. Avol Eichid Ischaz Yilob in the Fila Rishayne, but Rabbi Yehuda Marav is telling us that by the Nefila Rishayne she became Chazi to him. By the Nefila Rishayne his wife died already. Shimon's wife died, so she's Ois Achais Isha. That means Reuven died, and b'shas the Nefila Liyibum Shimon couldn't be Miyabma because she was Achais Ishta. Then Shimon's wife died. And now she's chazilei b'nefila, and the nefila rishayna she's chazilei. Aim or tishteris, I would think she's muta, because in this nefila, this should now become a heterei shesach. Kamash melon, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Marat. So the Gemara asks, Honami tanine. This we also learned in the Mishnah, that even if in the nefila rishayna, she became ois, Achais Isha, she's still also. We learned a Mishnah, Shnei Achim Nesuim Shtei Achoyis. Meis Echod Mehem. One of the brothers died. V'achar kach Meiso Ishtoi Shol Sheini. And then the wife of the second brother died. So that's Mamishnah's case. She was, when he died, she was an Achais Isha. And then later, Shimon's wife died and she became Ois Achais Isha. Harezu asura olav elamis, hoyul v'nesra olav sha'achas. So this is an often a Mishnah, that you say nesra afilu b'nefila rishayne. So what is the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav? That's the Gemara's kashin. So the Gemara answers, Mahu de teima hosmu de itchilo mahai beisa legamri. The Mishnah is speaking about that when Reuben's wife, Rochel, fell to Yibum, Shimon was the only Yovam, and Shimon, and then when she fell, she was an Erve, so she was nitchim me Yibum legamri. So there's no mitzvah of Yibum. So then you say, Hoyl v'nesro sho'achas, nesro ilomis. Avol hocho, but Rabbi Yehuda Marav is coming to tell us, le itchalo mahai beisa legamri. Rabbi Yehuda Marav is coming to tell us a case of the Mishnah, that you have three brothers. Reuven married Rochel, Shimon married her sister Leah, and then you have Levi. Now, when Reuven died, so Rochel fell to Yibum. There was a mitzvah of Yibum. Loi itchaya lo mahai beise. There's a mitzvah of Yibum from Levi. And then all of a sudden, Leah died. So I would think, Eimo migid de chozi lahai nosi nochis chozi nami lahai. So that means, since there was a zikas Yibum when she died, because Levi was around, and to Levi she wasn't an elder. So I would think, so when Shimon's wife dies, and she's still in a matzah of Zikali Yibum, so there should be a din Yibum to Shimon also, because she's a elder. So, Rabbi Yehuda Marav is coming to tell us, afilu in such a case, where there was a Zikas Yibum, but since she was Nesra Olav Shoachas, Nesra Olav Eilomis, and to Shimon she's always us. That is, so the Mekir of Nesra, the Nefila Rishoyne, is on this Gemara, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Now let us see Taisus. Va'achois Ishtoi. So Taisus asks, Ein lahakshois denide te'osa liyovam. That let's say if Bishas Nefile, the Yevama was Anide. So, you can't say what the Loshen of Rav was, that Kol Yevama She'ein Ani Koyre Bo Bishas Nefile Yevama Yovile Harei Keishas Ach She'yesh Labonim Vasura. Now, when the husband died, she was Anide. So I can't say Yevama Yovel Yaleh. It's a Issa Koris. So Bishas Nefile, I couldn't say Yevama Yovel Yaleh. So now, so even though later she becomes Mutter, she's Metair herself, Afa Pishe Metaro Acharka, she should remain also Al Tadin of Nesra. K'moy Achois Ishte Shemis Yabemes, Afilu Mesa Ishtay Achikain. The Gemara said, even though his wife died, Shimon's wife died, Afapikain, she remains also. So Taisvis answers the Loidomi. Anide is not similar to Achis Isha. The Achis Isha Ishar Arayis. Ha'isa oimid ala yovam tvei mishar ben ayodam. By achais isha, if the yevama was an achais isha, or the yevama was another elvim, ha'isa oimid ala yovam tvei mishar ben ayodam. So it's an isa miyuchid to the yovam more than to other people. Avol nide lekula alme asire. But anide is also to everyone. Now, the words of Taisvis are very unclear, so we have to explain first what Taisvis is saying. The Taisvis HaRosh brings down Taisvis, but he adds a few words which will enlighten us to understand what Taisvis is saying. The Taisvis HaRosh says as follows, Nida loy mikri erve. Anide is not an erve, De eino asura mishum kulve. The iser nide is not because there's a kulve. And the iser arayis, all the arayis we have in the Mishnah, that's a relationship that he has. A daughter, a kalosoi, bas ishtoi, these are all kulves that he has. An Iser Kulve is an Iser Elve. A Iser Nide is not an Iser Elve, she's also the Kerl, not Alts Kulve. Now let's elaborate a little more. The Kilis Yitzchok says that the Iser Arayis in Yesod is an Iser Ishus. Isha, by all arayis, it says, Isha ala choysa loisika. The Iser is, you're not allowed to marry. No, the Ishus is so misuiv that you can't marry her. Kedushin isn't toifus in arayis. But Pshad is the Yesod, the Iser is an Iser Ishus. The Torah did not want that one should be married, there should be Ishus with an elder. The Iser Nide is not an Iser Ishus, it's an Iser Biyah. It's not allowed to be Boyal on Nide. So now let's understand Taisus a little better. If the Ishus is also, by an Elva, the Ishus is also, the Torah does not want the Ishus, so therefore the Torah says that if the Yevono, what's the whole Indian of Yibum? The whole Indian of Yibum is Loisio Eishes Hameis Achutzo Leishzo. The Eishes Hameis should not get married to someone. Yivom Yoveler Lekocho Loi Leisho. The Yavam should take her for an Isha. And others say Pshat that he takes over the Eishes Hameis. That be Loisio Eishes Hameis Achutzo. That Fakert, she's an Eishes Hameis. So now she becomes his wife. Aber al kaponim, the mitzvah of Yibum is that she should take over, he should take over the Ishus. Or there should be Ishus. The whole mitzvah of Yibum is that he should have Ishus in her. So we learn out from Achis Isha that Achis Isha is an Elve. By an Elve, the Torah did not want that the Yavam should have Ishus. That's the din that the Chomesh Esrei Noshim Poitrei Sarisayim, that the Deh Potter and the Potter the Tzorah also. Anide is only an Isra B, it's not an Isarishus. So Mamele, we cannot learn out Nide from Achis Isha. That's the Ivre in Taisvus. But let us understand a little further. Our Mishnah is speaking about that an Elve patos a tzore. Chomeish esrei noshim poitreis tzoreiseim v'tzoreis tzoreiseim nachlitzim in ayibum. And this halacha that an Elve patos a tzore, we learn out from Achis Isha. Learn out from Achis Isha, and Achis Isha patos a tzore, and all the chomeish esrei arayis patos tzores. Now, if Taisus would have asked Akasha, let a nide patar atzore. That means if you have two noshim falling, and one of them is a nide, and the other one is not a nide, so let the nide patar the tzore. So then, we'll understand, Taisus says, no, nide is not similar to the arayis. This is a niserelva, this is a nisabir. Fine. So, that's the makir of Poitre Soroseyem is Achis Isha, Loidomi L'Achis Isha. Taisus Bechlal did not speak about Patering Atzorah. Taisus spoke about the Din Nescho. We learned a Gemara further in Daflamit, that Rav Yehuda Marab said, Kol Isha Shani Koyri Bo Bishas Nefila Yevom Yovile Arei Keishas Achshi Yesh Labonim. So, where did Taisva see that you learn from Achis? God, the Gemara there speaking about that she was an Achis Isha. That was the story of Nescho. The Gemara speaking about that she was an Achis Isha, she became an Achis Isha. But it's a limud from Achis Isha. The Taisva says, the loidomi da Achis Isha v'shar arayis. Are you learning God from Achis Isha and shar arayis? No, it would seem from Taisva's, as we had mentioned yesterday, that the halacha is that when there's an erva in the nefila of Yibum, the erva makes that her eishesach and the eishesach of the tzara become an erva de eishesach. It becomes an Eishesoch sheyesh lebon. It becomes an Elve deke Eishesoch. That is the din that an Elve patters a Tzore, and a Tzore patters another Tzore. We had before in Taisis, because the Tzore gets a Shem Elve, her Eishesoch gets a din Elve. The whole halacha of Nesro, that the halacha is, what did Rav Yehuda Marav said? Rav Yehuda Marav said, "Kol isha she'en eni koyreid bo, b'shas nefila yevom yovei aleha, harei hi ke'eishes ach sheyesh leibonim." He said, you know what her eishes ach is? Harei hi ke'eishes ach sheyesh leibonim. So Rav Yehuda Marav is saying, that if Bishas Nefila, she didn't, and he's speaking God by an Achis Isha, that Bishas Nefila, wasn't Yevama Yove Yaleo, so her Eishes Ach becomes an Elvedik Eishes Ach. So therefore, even afterwards, when she becomes Achis Isha, you can't be Miyavim her because of the Eishes Ach. The Eishes Ach becomes an Elved. So Taisus is telling us, The whole halacha of Nesra only applies if there wasn't a din of Yevama Yavula because of an Elve. So Memele. So then the din is, even though it goes off, the Achis Isha goes off, the Elve goes off, but the Isha Soch remains an Elve. But Nide is not an Elve. Nide is only an Isabi. So there's no din Nesra by Nide. That is what Taisvis is saying. Now, Taisvis is going a step further. So, Taisvis, the vile understood pshat, that lemaisa, you can't be miyabim ha, imbolay loikonay, she's a labas yibum, but al kolponim, there's no dinesra. Now, Taisvis says, you know, I'll tell you a bigger chiddish. Vafilu bin nidoso mashma bepsochim seif perik elu dvorim, the bas yibum he. So Taisa says, you know, I'll tell you a bigger chiddush, that if someone is miyabim anida, he's mekayim mitzvah yibum. He's mekayim mitzvah yibum. Where do we see this? The Koma Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says in Psochem as follows. Ishtoi nida, if a person, boal chayef. If a person was boal b'shoigig, ishtoi nida, he's chayef a kol. Yevimtoi nida, boal potter. He was boil his yevom and she was anide, boal potter. Uporich Allah said the Gemara, he's potter from a kolb. Uporich Allah, maishna yevimtoi te ka'ovid mitzvah, ishtainami ka'ovid mitzvah. So what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is going as follows. The Gemara is going according to the man the Yomar, that tovid var mitzvah, va'ovid mitzvah, so you're potter from a kolb. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand you. Why by Ishtoi? The Gemara asks, why by Bol Yevemtoi Nida? Why is he Potter from a Kolben? Because it's Tovid Va Mitzvah Va Ovid Mitzvah. Ishtoi Nida, he also did a Mitzvah. Well, Mitzvah Perivivia, Mitzvah Vesimachas Ishtoi. The Gemara says he also did a Mitzvah. So why is he Chayim a Kolben? So Taisvis mashme de konilo. So what's that, the covered mitzvah? The covered mitzvah means that he was mekayim a mitzvah. So why says he was kaina? The mitzvah of yibum is lekocha loy leisha, that she should be his wife. So why says it's boale konoi? So you're not allowed to, but if it's boale konoi. So why say she kind? So Taisvis says, so it's that was a pasnish nesra. If it's baloi konoi, you're not allowed to do it. But there's a zikis yibum. I feel it when she's anida baloi konoi. So memele. So some say no cash. Agav uche the gedolei achrayim amoire borber abochanan. The Moire Lechire, the Gemara says by Yevome, the covered mitzvah. He did a mitzvah. So therefore it's, he did a mitzvah, so it's tovid var mitzvah, va'ovid mitzvah. So the Yeska Kashe, Lechire's a mitzvah bo ba'veire. So it's not called a mitzvah. So that's a Kashe that the Moire. It's a mitzvah bo ba'veire. So Abbach Ber says as follows, that the whole yesod of mitzvah habor ba'aveire is that it doesn't have a teiris mitzvah if the mitzvah is the pu'ula that he's doing. For example, there's a mitzvah to shake a lulav. It's a mitzvah. If I go and take a lulav ha'gozl and shake it, so that's a mitzvah habor ba'aveire, no kiyum a mitzvah. What is by hashavas aveide? By Hashavas Aveide, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveide is not the pu'ule of returning it. He'll go on Shabbos and then he'll drive to on Shabbos and he'll return the Aveide. The mitzvah is not the driving. The mitzvah is the result of that Yeni got Aveide. That's the mitzvah. Did Yeni get the Aveide? He got it, the Aveide. So Mamela, that is a mitzvah. That means if the mitzvah is my pu'ula, my tukina pu'ula, what I'm doing, that is a mitzvah. So we say a mitzvah, bo baveira doesn't have a teiras mitzvah. But if the kiyum a mitzvah is the result that Yenne has to get an aveda, the only got tzedakah, that's the mitzvah, so then there's no inyan of mitzvah, bo baveira. So Abbach Ber says the mitzvah of Yibum is the kinyan, that he's kainaha. So if he's kainaha, if there's a din bo laikonai, so automatically he has the mitzvah. If the kinyan would come from the mitzvah, so then you'd have a pilpul, but so it's no mitzvah, so there's no kinyan. But it works the other way around. The Yibum automatically is kainaha, and that is the kiyum mitzvah. In the kinyan, nothing will stop the kinyan, even though it came through an aveira. So that's why there's no chason of mitzvah bo aveira. Now, before we see Tosfos further, let us see a gemara on Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara and Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis clears a shaila. What is the din if a person died with a child? He had a child, so there's no din yibum. He has a child, and later the child dies. What is the din? Is there now chala din yibum? Now should be din yibum. Now born the mainly. He doesn't have any children. But no. So the Gemara says, Talmud loyma drocheho darchei noyam v'chol nesiba yiseh sholim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, drocheho darchei noyam v'zu shohoyo lo ben. She had a child. She wasn't zokek liyibum. V'niseis l'shuk. She got married. Umeis b'no. And now her son died. Im toima tachloitz. If you'll say there's a chi of chalitza, there's a zika now. Harehi misgan al bailo. So that's misgan al bailo. Hilkach al kolchacho ben einloi b'shas mise koma v'are yeshloi. That means, so Rashi seems to be saying as follows. The Pasuk says, ish ki yomus ben einloi. When does ben einloi mean? Does ben einloi mean whenever he doesn't have a child, or b'shas mise he doesn't have a child? So Rashi says, if you'll say ben einloi means that whenever he doesn't have a child, the zechiyev yibam b'chalitze, so come out a very not nice thing will come out, that she got married, and now she'll have to give chalitze to the yavam, is miskana abayla, and we have a cloud rochel dalchi noyim. All the dalchi atoira anoyim. And this is not noyim. So al kochoch, this is a gilui, That what it says in the Pasuk, Uben Ein Loi, means Dafke B'Shas Mise. He didn't have a ben. So then she's not allowed to get married. She has to be Nisyabim, or she needs Chalitza. But later, if she was allowed to get married already, then there's no din then the Zika is not chal any later because it's missing Darke Noyim. Va'oid nira lechalik. Now let's go back to Taisvis. Va'oid nira lechalik. Da'achis isha. Afal pi shemesa ishta. So we have our Gemara. The Gemara says that if a Yevome b'shas misa was not zokok liyibum because she had a child, and 5 years later the child died, so she'll now be zokok liyibum, the Gemara says, das felt and darkei noya. So Taisvis says, now let's talk about an isha that fell liyibum when she was achos ishtoi. So she wasn't zokok liyibum. Let's talk about a case, there were two brothers. And they were married two sisters. One brother died. So Memele Bashas, the brother died. She wasn't Zokok Liyibum. Because the older Yobam is married to her sister. She's an Erva. So she got married. 5 years later, her sister died. So if you'll say there's a din Zike, that now she'll need chalitza, feltoch and darkei noyam. So Taisvis says, so that is why by Achis Isha, we find the Gemara later, by Achis Isha, that if the sister died later, we say it in that Kimish Nesra, Shachas Nesra, all of Elom is, and there's no din yibum. Now you know why that is? Because it's not darkei noyam. You don't have to be miyabum her later. Kiven shenifteru shachas mishum shenema drocher darchi noyam. Kedalma b'yesh metorus. Just like the Gemara says, by hoyoloi bonim. Umeisu, the Gemara says, if Azika will be chal later, so feltoch and darke noyam, so who adin, if she was an erve bishas mise, feltoch hoichet and darke noyam. Period. Now, this is very good when there was only one yovam, so then we understand feltoch and darke noyam. That means she's allowed to get married. She was an Elve Bishas Mise. Later, the Yovam's wife died, her sister died. So we'll say, now she should get Chalitza. Teltach and Darkei Noyim. But Taisvis asked, but we learned just before, and the Modaf Lamed, that Rav is speaking about the fool, there's another brother. Now, when there's another brother, so this whole Gnai, that it's a gnai for her to get chalitza after she's married, there's no problem over here. If there's another brother, she can never get married. That means if there's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven married Rachel, Shimon married Leah, two sisters. And then there's Levi. Now, Reuven died. So we say, Shimon can't be Miabam Rachel because she's Achais Ishtoi. Fine. Levi can be Miabam her. Now, but to the vial, Rochel can't get married. She's a Yevom Lashuk. She's Zokok Liyibo. In the meantime, Shimon's wife died. In the meantime, Leah died. So Taisvis is saying the reason that Shimon can't be Miyabamar is because it's not Darkei Noyim. So that's what Taisvis said before. That's the lumdis by Achis Isha, that if she wasn't Achis Isha, Bishas Misa, so there's no din yibum later because it's not Darkei Noyim. So Taisvis says, in a case where there's another brother, it's Darkei Noyim. She wasn't allowed to get married. So this whole gnai we don't have. So Taisvis says no. V'afilu heiche deloy mitchayim hai beisa legamri, kigoyim, sheyesh achim acherim. Is also a surah lozesh emesa ishtoi. Kidiyama bepeg daladachim. The Gemara says, Rav is speaking about such a case that loy mitchaye my beisa. Kol yevom sheni koyre bo bishas tofilo yevom yovel arehi keishas achshesh lebonim. Vasura. So Taisha says, do also. The ein zedaki noyam im yesh lo lizdake klozesh eniftaroy menu. That's also not the Akinoim. That means, maybe let's understand that the little late R Hasogis, that means like this, that you had Reuven died, and there's three brothers, there's Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda left. Now, Levi and Yehuda could be Miyabma. Shimon can't be Miyabma because she's married to her sister. So, Legabi Shimon, she's not so scared of Shimon, because she'll never be able to marry her. She's an Erve. So, Mamela, so Legabi Shimon, Levi and Yehuda, she has to know they might become her husband any day. So she has to be careful with Levi Yehuda. With Shimon, she doesn't have to be careful. She can tell him what she thinks about him, and she could have told him what she thinks about him. And all of a sudden, Shemu Shemaim Leah dies, and Shimon wants to be Miyabuma. Shemu Shemaim. So that this felt her Darkei Noyam. That's not Darkei Noyam. She was parted from him, and now she'll become Zokik to him. This felt her Darkei Noyam. She once was potter from him, and now all of a sudden she's occupied. Felt her darke noim. Avol nida, so now Tosis wants to differentiate between nida and achesisha. Darke noim me. The lebailo nami tzricha laham temachati toil. By a husband also you have to wait. This is darke noyim. I mean, every need that the Baal waits till she becomes toyim. So memele, she never was potter, because she's oimedly toyim. She could be mitah. She never was potter. It's not the ains of darke noyim is darke uzeshe potremenu, because she never was potter. She's oimedly toyim. No, this hamtone, you have to wait. No. So that's darke noyim, because we see every need the husband waits for her also. The baal nami tzricha lamt. The gabi koton lekamon beperik beishamai. Now let us just see this gemara for 1 minute. Kuf yadala from the base. The gemara says as follows. The Mishnah says that a yavam katan shabo al yavam ktane yigadlo zeim ze, that if he was miyabma, so they're together. Yigadlo bibolagash and yochot shiyagdo in bo yavam gdoyle tegadlenu. That means we see from the Mishnah that a yavam katan is, if he was miyabma, he's together with her. So the Gemara asks Akashe, kori kan lohokim lo'ochiv shein. The whole heter of Yibum is, if the miyabim is a bar hakome shein, v'hai lav bar hochiyu. A kotn is not a bar hakome shein. So how is he permitted to be bayilah? It says, it seems Yivam Yover Leo, if he'll be Lohokim Lohokim Shem, and he's not a Bar HaKom Hashem. So the Gemara says, the next line, Rova Omar. So Sabai said, Psadrosh, you don't need a Bar HaKom Hashem, Yivam Yover Leo, Koldo. Rova Omar, Balafo Chinami Le Motzis Amrit, Mi Ikamidi, Tahashta Sirilei, Labosa Shati Shoy, if you're gonna tell me that Alts Kotten, she's also, because he's a lav barakomeshaim. And so she'll only become muta when he becomes a godo. Omarab Yehuda, Omarab, call Yevomeshain and Yikerebo, Bishasna Fila, Yevome Yovila, Reikai Shazakshesh Leboni Basure. So Memele, if you'll tell me that if she fell a yibum when he's a cotton, and you'll tell me she's also, so she'll always remain also. Maybe taka like that. Maybe that's also true. The pasuk says, as long as the yavam was together with the mace one day, he could be miyabim. So if you're telling me that he's also to be miyabim or kozman, he's a lav barakom Hashem, so he should never be able to be miyabim. And the pasuk says nitazoi, so it's oiskishpart, that there's no such inyan to be a barakom Hashem. That's what Rava said. So Rava said that if you'll say that there's an iser, if you'll say there's an iser of to be miyabim ha, kol's man, he's a la barakom Hashem, so he'd always be also to be miyabim ha afterwards also. Yeah. Now, it seems from Tosfos that Tosfos is explaining the din nesro mitzad darkei noyam. So we have to understand this gemara. The gabi koton lekamon beperik beshama. The koma rove belav ochinami leimotzes amret mi ikemidi da hashta asurolei uboso hoche sharilei. Rove said a shtekter, it can't be that now she's mutter lady she'll become also. Now she's also lady she'll become mutter. Va'omarav. And Taisva says that this is because of darkei noyim. It's not darkei noyim. That means the yovam is around. He's a bar diye, and you have to wait. That's not darkei noyim. Avol ma shamem tenes machma shehu koten ve'enei roi lebiye havishapil darkei noyim ve'enei machmas isure.
That means that what the Yavam can't be miyabim har. Physically, he can't be miyabim har. He's alav bar biye.
So memele. So that's darkei noyim. So the Yavam isn't here.
Lomdus, he's not here. What's the chilek if he's in Medina Sayam? Or that's why he can't be bole. Or physically, he can't be bole. He's alav bar biye.
So that's das felt nish in darkei noyim. But if the cotton is around, and he could be boyula, and we're saying there's an issa that he can't be boyula, because he's a la barakom Hashem, that already feltoch in darkei noyim. Now, I just would like to say one nikude in Tosfos. Tosfos had started off by saying that the din of Nesra is dependent if she's an Erva or not. That's how Tosfos started off by saying, Anida is not an Erva, and Achizisha is an Erva, and then Tosfos, that was the first half of Tosfos. We learned a Gemara, the Gemara says, the last Gemara that we learned, that if a cotton, there's an issa of a cotton, lachim lachif shame, so then she'd be also forever. Now, lachayra over there, there's not an issa als elve. The issa is because the cotton is a la barakom Hashem, she's not an elve. There's no elve whatsoever over there. He's a la barakom Hashem. And va'af al pikein, the Gemara says, the Gemara brings down the memra of Rav, that the memra of Rav is that the kol yivam sheni kerim b'shas tefila yivam yovel erekei shach shesh lebonim basur. So how does that gemara stim with the beginning of Tosfos? So without going into ariches hadvorim, it seems there are two dinim. There's one din of if she was an erve b'shas nefila, so there's a din. So her Eishes Ach becomes also an Erve. And even though the Achesisha will fall off, she'll remain an Erve. That's one din. And then there's another din. We see the Gemara said there's a Nusvara of Mi Ika Midi. The Hashta Asurilei Basahochi Sharilei. This is a Nusvara of Mi Ika Midi. In what's the lomdus of this svara? What's pshatnes mi kemidi? So Tosfos learned pshatnes mi kemidi means feltoch in darkei noyim. That's how Tosfos understood pshat in the Gemara. There's a new svara besides the din erve.
There's a new svarovness of me, kemidi dahash tasirle boso hochi shamile. And that is a svarov darke noyim. So Tosfos had to explain that if I'm telling you that need is not an elve, fine. That's one svar in Nesra. But there's another svar in Nesra. There's a svar of me kemidi. So Tosfos says, you know, that svar of mi kimidi, that svar is built on the yisoid of Darkei Noyam. And by need there is Darkei Noyam. So memeila, so by need we won't say Nesra, mitzad two timing. Loi mitzad erve, because anida is not an erve. And loi mitzad mi kimidi, because mi kimidi is, it's missing Darkei Noyam. And by need it's not missing Darkei Noyim, because all the time my husband waits for her.